Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of May 2017, and this is the 588th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm lying down on my sofa at the moment with some tea next to me and a piece of my date cake. I am completely knackered. I was going to go to bed, but the bedroom is the first place to lose the sun, which makes it nice and cool when I do go to bed at night. But at this time of year, on a day like today, which is really sunny, the sun comes in through all the other windows. And so I thought I'd lie on the sofa where I'm catching the last of the sun in this room and just enjoy that a bit. I think one of the reasons I'm really tired is that there was this party on next door on Saturday night, and so I didn't get to bed till really, really late. There was absolutely no point in going to bed before it had stopped. The music or the racket or the cacophony was happening under my bedroom window, and although I was preparing to make up a bed in another room, it really didn't make very much difference. So I thought I'd just wait it out, and so I sort of did inane things really all evening, but I was so ready for bed. And then I had to get up early the next morning, so yesterday I went ringing, and I went to market, and that was okay because I was moving about. But when I got back in the afternoon, I really wasn't up to doing anything much, and this morning has felt a bit the same. I had a very good sleep last night. Well, when I say this morning felt the same, it's not true. That was a complete lie. I had a fantastically good night. I had a bath with about half a kilo of Epsom salts in it last night, and went to bed early, and I got up this morning and went to the cafe, and then I went for a walk. And I went for a long walk. I went right up to the top of Knocklofty and over. It had been raining on at the weekend, and it was that lovely after rain smell. Everything was very, very fresh, and eucalypt, aroma of eucalypt was very, very strong. So it was a lovely thing to do, but I found myself getting a bit tired and a bit sore as I got to the top. So it's a bit of a long trip down, and I think that I probably shouldn't have gone quite so far. Because tonight I shall be walking into town, and then I've got Qigong, and then it's ringing. So it probably wasn't very sensible. I've got about 45 minutes now to do a bit of clearing up after I've made this podcast. I think maybe I won't post it until after Qigong, and so that I've got longer to tidy up. My washing's hanging outside, and I don't want to leave it there either, because there's rain all the rest of this week, and it was dry. There's a lovely breeze as well as this sun. It's been really quite warm today. I think it was, the top was going to be 18. So a very, very good drying day. So it'll be lovely to have those clothes smelling of sun outside and being clean, not running out, which happens a bit if it's drizzly for days and days and days. Not that that happens very often here. So today is my day off, really, and I haven't done any writing. Tomorrow is my writer's cave, so I'm hoping to spend my writing time during the day preparing to go to the writer's cave so that I've got, so that I know exactly what I'm working on when I get there. That would be good. It's not going to be a long night tonight, unfortunately, but I may have to build in a nap tomorrow as well. So that's me. I hope you had a good weekend. I know quite a few friends of mine and those of you out there are having quite a hard time at the moment. So I wish you all, well, Besserung is what the German word would be for it, but a good convalescence, I suppose, is what I'm thinking. Yes, and if you've been engaged in any work, any creative work today, I hope it's been going well. If you haven't yet embarked on your day, I do hope that you can feel engaged and as if you're going somewhere that is deeply pleasurable. I'm going to stop now and I'm going to finish my tea and then I shall pull myself up by my bootstraps and go and do the washing up. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.